We are in Siman Shin Nun Ches. We're up to Siv Gimel, and we'll be doing from Gimel through Vav. Siv Gimel. Tel Gavoa Yudino Kakarfif. Say you have a plateau that is 10 tfachim high. So, lahalacha, it's considered as if it's surrounded by walls. But if you don't have houses there, it is a karfif. Even if you do have houses there, it was an empty plateau before the houses were there. So this hekif is considered shelo l'shem dira. Therefore, you couldn't carry there unless you build a new mechitza. Siv dalid, karfif yosim is asayim shenota bo ilonis lamaat aviro. You had a karfif that was just a little bit more than 10 tfachim, than sasayim. So you want to be memayit it, and you planted trees there. Lo have a miyut, that is not considered a miyut. Why is that? Because a karfif is allowed to have trees. Trees are part of what makes it a karfif. A karfif is a place that's not made to live in. That doesn't mean it's not a place that you sit in the shade of trees. Therefore, putting a tree in doesn't take away from its area. It's part of being a karfif. Vafil yesh behem gavoa asara v'rochav arboa. V'hu hadin l'chofer borbor. The same halach is if you dig a pit for collecting water, because a karfif is an area that can have water also. It means the fact that you have trees there or the fact that you have a pit there will not take away from the karfif because they're part of the karfif. Sifhei. Bona bo omud v'nismat bekach im rochav gimel tfachem have a miyut. If you put up a pillar there that is... Gimel Tfachim. If it's 3 Tfachim wide, if it's less than 3 Tfachim wide, then it doesn't count. But if it's 3 Tfachim wide, then it takes away from its area from the Karfif. In which case, if you're not left with the Sasayim, then there's no problem. Mr. Buraz, it has to be 10 Tfachim high, and this is whether it's in the middle or on the side. Sivav. Bona mechitza ba'orech eser lefnei mechitza rishona levatla shetia kamo she'ena v'yamukaf ledira aydei ashniya. You had a mechitza that was made, you surrounded the whole area shalol l'shem dira. Now you went and built a second wall, whether on the inside or the outside. So what's the halacha? Im hir chika me'a rishona gimel tfachim mutter. As long as it's 3 tfachim away from the original, the halacha is that it is mutter. If it's within gimel, it's as if you just widened the wall, and that's not good enough. But if you moved away 3, then it's as if you built another one. The Mishnah Brura says that only works if it's not 10 amos away. If it's 10 amos away on one side, then on the sides it's completely open, and it's not a mechitza altogether. What does it do? It's command alesse. Otherwise, you can just walk in from the sides. Now another thing, the Mishnah Brura brings a ritva that the second mechitza has to cover it completely. But where Megal and Lamaisa we are, like the Shulchan Aruch, and the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura is HaMegal like the Shulchan Aruch Lo Hifsid. So people do rely on this, and they just make it on one wall. That will be good enough.